The 2014-2015 winter tourist season is upon us as we prepare to welcome more visitors to our shores. Welcome to another edition of a Tourism Roundup. In today's program, we look at projections for the 2014-2015 winter tourist season. And in our No Jamaica feature, we journey to the southwestern end of the island. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. The winter tourist season, which runs from December 15 to April 30, is the busiest time for the tourism industry. Jamaica's sun-kissed scenery, tropical vibe, and warmth are ideal for tourists, who at this time of year often want to get away from the freezing temperatures in their own countries. As one renowned poet puts it, "We have neither summer nor winter, neither autumn nor spring. We have instead the days when the gold sun shines on the lush green cane fields magnificently." Yes, that magnificent golden sunshine has brought millions of tourists to the island, especially during this season. And this year is no exception. Based on projections from the Tourism Ministry, Jamaica can expect another successful winter tourist season. Tourism Minister Wickham McNeil says the industry is already seeing advanced bookings for the upcoming season. He says the country can expect another record-breaking year.
When we combine our stopover and cruise arrivals, we expect to end the year with some 3.5 million visitors overall, which marks a significant achievement for a country with a population of only 2.7 million people.
The island is definitely on track to meet this goal.
For the period January through October, Jamaica welcomed over 1.7 million stopover visitors, a 3.1% increase over the same period last year. We will again surpass 2 million stopover visitors in a year.
Sounds like this winter tourist season will be Jamaica's most successful yet. So far, we've talked about the projections for the winter tourist season. Now let's explore what the Tourism Ministry has been doing to boost Jamaica's offerings, especially at this time. The popular resort town of Ocho Rios is being transformed to better appeal to visitors. Last year, the Tourism Ministry took on a $400 million improvement project for refurbishment of several areas in the town. This included upgrading of the cruise ship terminal and improvements to the parking area.
We're working on a project which will transform the face of Ocho Rios. Four phases. Already phase one is complete, and the second phase of the pier itself is underway, and that's going to transform the pier. What we want is persons on the ship to look down and say, "I have to get off at this port."
Tourism Minister Wickham McNeil speaking on the Ocho Rios improvement project. Now, hot on the heels of this upgrade, the town copped the World Travel Awards, WTA prize, for being the Caribbean's leading cruise destination for 2014. But that's not all. Several new resorts, the Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara in Montego Bay and the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand in Ocho Rios, are set to be on stream for the winter, and they're already projecting good occupancies. Minister McNeil says despite the challenges of today's harsh economic climate, Jamaica's tourism product continues to do well on the world market. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at St. Elizabeth. Located on Jamaica's southwest, St. Elizabeth boasts an incredibly diverse terrain. It includes deserted beaches all along the southern coastline, with picturesque fishing villages and small sandy coves hidden among the rocks. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Out of many comes one people
singing. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.